2. Telisburg Cathedral, City of Telisburg, Kingdom of Karis. Tropical sunlight poured through Telisburg Cathedral's stained glass clerestory, spilling down over the richly adorned statuary and the towering mosaic of the archangels Langhorne and Bedard, which reared high above the worshippers. Organ music had filled the huge cathedral virtually without interruption since an hour after dawn, and superbly trained choirs, drawn from the entire kingdom of Karis, had taken their turns lifting their voices in hymns of praise, of supplication, and of blessing. The walls were trimmed with the white blossoms of the mountain spike thorn, which was the traditional bridal flower of Karis, and more of the gorgeous blossoms were heaped and piled in and around the sanctuary. Most mountain spike thorn came in various shades of deep, rich red, but the white spike thorn's trumpet-shaped blossoms boasted throats of deep, almost cobalt blue, fading to purest white, edged in deep golden yellow at the trumpet's bell. It was part of the Carisian marriage tradition for family and well-wishers to bring their own sprays of spike thorn, and the packed cathedral was filled with drifts of flowers whose sweetly scented perfume overpowered even the incense. King Caleb and Queen Charlian had attended a private pre-dawn mass before the cathedral was open to the public. Now, 6 hours later, the enormous structure was packed to overflowing, and a tense aura of anticipation hovered in its air like smoke. The waiting worshippers were a sea of brilliant fabrics, gems, and jewelry, but there were plainer strands woven through that richly textured matrix. By long tradition, a third of the cathedral's seating was reserved for commoners on a first-arrival basis whenever a member of the royal family was married, baptized, or buried. Most of the commoners who took advantage of that tradition were themselves at least moderately wealthy, but there were always some who were not, and today those of humbler status seem to be in the ascendant. Well, of course they are, Merlin Athrawes thought as he waited patiently for King Caleb and his bride and watched the imagery superimposed on his field of view. The censers he and Owl had sown so thickly throughout the cathedral in the wake of the failed assassination attempt drove that display, giving him a panoramic view of the entire cathedral, which he could manipulate and study as he chose. The people of this kingdom genuinely love Caleb and his family, his thought continued, and Charlian's taken them by storm. She's young, she's exotically foreign, she's beautiful, or the next best thing at least, and she's come thousands of miles to marry their king, even if that means standing up against the church and the grand vicar himself beside him, and them. The balladeers in the newspapers and public broadsides have turned her into the next best thing to an icon, and in her case, it didn't even take a lot of exaggeration. This time, even the poorest people in Telisburg want to be there, want to see her marry Caleb. He made one last careful examination of the cathedral's interior, then nodded mentally in approval. The other members of the Royal Guard were exactly where they were supposed to be. The marine sharpshooters Caleb had permanently detailed to the cathedral were in position, and all of the security plans and measures he and Colonel Ropewalk had devised seemed to be in place. It grieved him that they had to take such additional pains to guarantee Caleb's security, but Stainer's attempted assassination and the fire which had gutted the Royal College's original home left them no choice. And Merlin's position as the commander of Caleb's personal guard detail made him, in effect, the second in command of the entire Royal Guard, despite his relatively junior official rank.